weed grinders.
Yeah. That shit, I don't know if those are like a big thing, because I've never seen one.
Which ones? Like the little shitty ones that look like regular grinders? Or like those little extra fancy...
I put the recording on for the podcast.
Yeah, it's all good.
I don't know, I just seen that there's a... It kind of looks like this, but it's just like... Does it by itself, like you just throw your nugget in, I guess it grinds it up. Your car made some noise.
I thought it was my car, I wasn't sure.
Yeah. I don't know if you like unlocked it or something.
Yeah, I just tapped the lock button a few times.
And yeah, it went beep beep.
Okay. Fucking son of a whore.
Jesus, why are you talking about Jesus that way?
Oh, that's wrong.
Somebody was like, I seen this meme, it was like, you could admit you cheated on your husband, or you can make a whole religion.
Go get him. She just smacked the wall. Yes.
She slides. She'll fucking T-bone that thing sometimes. Yo, I'm like, yeah, yo, you're gonna...
Out the corner of my eye, it looked like she just folded it.
She does.
Like, it looked like she tried to run around the corner, but from this side.
Yep. No, you saw right. Yeah, she fucking folded herself. She does it all the time, and I'm like, yo, that's gotta hurt. Like, she's gonna fuck her hips up so bad.
My dog that I used to have when I lived in Delaware, that motherfucker was stupid.
Watch her run through that.
It was my boy. His name was Thunder. But he would run top speed into the kitchen, and the kitchen was a floor like that hard laminate tile shit.
Slippery.
And just slide.
Yep.
But it would be like, the straight is the fridge. So every time he turned the corner, he just went... Smacked into the fridge mad hard. Like you'd hear his nails scrape across the floor and then you just hear mad hard.
Good girl. Good girl. I teach her to hate the mailmen.
Wow.
Because, you know, they're kind of a waste of money. So I kind of want them all to die. The audacity of mailmen. Did you know? Did you know? I want
them all to die.
I've never been a homeowner. And I never looked out for a mailman before, but apparently, you leave them money for Christmas. That's a thing.
Everybody does it.
They leave them like $20.
I'm sorry you have that skin disorder. What?
Yo,
I see this.
I must not, because it never even crossed my mind to get
them. I see this video, and this white dude was like that. He was like, look. Everybody always get at me for talking about people with the same skin condition as me. But look, close your eyes, and I'm just going to explain what I just seen. It's a dude asking for ranch, and the other guy dips his hand in the ranch and then rubs down the chicken for the other dude. What race do you think these people are?
Indian. Indian. 100% Indian. Am I right? Packy? Oh.
It's like the new meme thing where white people are just like... Oh, you see when they was like, oh, can you give me that nap? Can you
it was a white napkin? Guy that did that?
It was two white guys.
Oh.
You know when they'd be like, oh, can you give me a napkin? And they like rip the dude's shirt.
No.
No.
I never saw
it's
that.
Like a whole bunch of this random shit. Like, oh, can you pass me that cup? And then like, this is your cup. And they go like this. Pick it up with their fingers in it. And then like hand it to the dude. And like all this wild shit. But they're like in a restaurant with mad sauce all over their fingers. And then the dude drinks it. And like shit like that. So it's just like, it's like a string of new viral thing to do.
Everybody does it, or is it just like white people that do that? Oh, that's crazy. I thought it was like a real situation.
It's like,
that's joking though, right?
Or yeah, they're
obvious, okay,
it's like they're going along with the whole, like you remember when people would go to Dairy Queen and ask for ice cream and then grab it by the top? And like all that weird shit people,
no.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, like yeah, I do remember that. I do remember. Yeah, yeah, I remember the videos, the hand in the ice cream cone, they just grab it from the
top.
That is right. Yeah.
So it's just like one of them weird, I was about to say Indian, internet things.
Dude, that sounds like some India shit. Because in India, they'd be doing some nasty ass shit, like sanitation wise.
Oh, yeah, and they just eat a lot of shit with their fingers, too.
Yeah, so that's why, that's my first thing I thought was that's some Indian shit. Like, okay, I get some ranch, and some dude just rubs ranch on your shit.
And it was like a dipping cup of ranch, and he went like this.
That's
and, like,
fucking hilarious.
And then went like that on the chicken, and then the dude ate it. I was just like, That's fucking wild.
Yo, even joking around, I'm not eating it.
That was the part where,
like, how you showed me, you put your fingers in that water.
Yeah.
I couldn't even drink that water after.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, your, like, my own fingers. I know it's not a big deal. Oh, like, yeah. I could, like, it's not a big deal, but I'm just saying, like, even that would be enough.
If I was at a place,
like,
eating, I wouldn't drink my own water after that shit either.
Yeah, that's
true. But it's like, oh, they just ate buffalo wings. And it's like, can you pass me? Yeah, and it's like, oh. And
I'm definitely not. Even, not for nothing. Not for clout. Not for laughs. Shit's Google. I'm not doing that for nothing.
You want me to turn the fan off?
Nah, I think it's good.
Yeah, that shit. Wow, I have not seen that, thankfully.
Yeah, why is people doing dumb shit on the internet? I wish it was something new, but it's not. Just like people talking about the dude who got shot and killed because he punched a lady in the face.
Yo, they was like, yo, you went in for pizza, but you left with wings? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
so then people like making all those jokes. Then there's people like, it's the end of days when people make fun of people when they die and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yo, I'm so sick of this end of time shit that people keep using pseudo religious stuff about. Like, I was heavily into church. And all the shit that these people are quoting is just flat out wrong. They're like, oh, an end of days. And I'm like, okay, well, I don't know how many thousands of years ago, but Romans, they used to, on the rocks, they used to sling at each other. Right, your mom's a whore. Ouch, I bet that hurt. Like, literal insults to kill people with. Right now, we're at the most civilized time ever. Like,
for real.
What the fuck?
The Mongols were launching pigs at the Muslims.
Yeah. Like, they were doing shit that was just like...
Yeah.
Like, come on.
In Italy, it was an insult back in the days. My uncle told me this. He said it was an insult to launch a donkey, like, with a catapult into your castle.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, like, villages, yeah. It was like a village. That's what motherfuckers used to do. They used to basically, like, throw cannonballs, all types of shit that's real destruction. And then occasionally they'll launch, like, a donkey. Yeah. Just to kind of, like, you know,
or insult you. Warfare, and they start launching dead bodies.
That,
putting dead bodies in
the Mongols
did
that too. The Mongols did that to the Chinese. Yeah, that's wild, yo. Dead bodies in their water. Could you imagine you drink that? It's fucking gross.
That's probably, like, it probably happened a lot more than we know. And just every time they had those weird-ass outbreaks and... Because, you know, we don't really know what happened to large groups of people.
Yeah.
That shit was probably, like, real common until it wasn't. Like, you know what? We need to get rid of these people. We're just going to shit upstream for the next 6 months. And they're just washing their clothes, drinking shit for 6 months.
Yo.
And an entire town dies.
That's... Yo, I saw this fucking... I don't know if you ever saw one of those Survivor shows, like Naked and Afraid or whatever.
Yeah.
I was watching that one time. They found this little pool of water. Not big at all, and it had fish in it. It's not big at all, and they're like, this is perfect. We could drink this, and we can, like, fish out of this. You know, it's moving, it's like, you know, it's sitting water, but you could boil it.
Yeah. That's what I was about to say at first. Like, wait, you can't just drink sitting water. Like,
yeah, that. but they, they could survive off that pool.
Yeah.
This chick, she shit herself, like, sharded, and then washed off in that pool, and all the fish died. Like, all the fish died. Or, like, there's, like, dead fish.
Fucking son of a bitch.
And he was so pissed, but he was, like, a really nice guy. So, yeah. Like, he was, like, nice guy teacher, I'm disappointed, pissed. Like, I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed in you. Like, but he was handling it well, but he was fucking pissed. He was like, she just fucking washed herself in our living source.
Yeah, like...
That shit was crazy. And then I think she had to tap out and leave him there. Yeah, that shit was funny as hell.
I would have been spazzing the fuck out on that bitch.
Yo, that show, man, that show seemed crazy. Like, because It's always like, from what I've seen, it's always like one motherfucker that just can't pull their own weight. And one time it was like this military dude, big as hell, like probably bigger than me, but like actually like jacked and shit.
Yeah.
And he like, I think he stepped on a fucking clam or something and it cut the bottom of his foot and he couldn't do nothing. Couldn't do nothing because it was a bad cut. It got infected. Like, it was legit. He had to get, like, you know, evac'd out the show.
Mm-hmm.
But still, like, that's, like, bro, you big ass hell. Like, you over here, you're a warrior. And this little ass 5 foot chick was just, like, doing everything. Them shows be crazy. You always got, like, one person that, supposedly they all capable, but it seems like you got one person that just can't do shit.
I feel like they always got some kind of ringer. Like, there's always one dude that's disproportionately ready for... Like, the Marine dude would be that guy. And, like, I seen one... I don't know if it was that or Naked and Afraid. I know it was a group of people. But one dude was, like, a fucking... Oh, I just fucking live in Alaska or some shit.
Yeah.
Like that was his, like, regular life. Like, I was a forest ranger or some shit that was just like, oh, you're really fucking overqualified for this.
Yeah. And, well, he was the least impressive.
I can't remember. I think he ended up being like a fucking teacher to everybody.
Because sometimes those be the ones that don't know how to do shit.
Yeah, it'd be making me think they just lied. Or like they were like the worst person in their class of graduates.
Yeah.
Ever since I heard about that fucking...
There's a guy that lives out here that was on one of them shows. He lives somewhere out here and he shows how to survive out here in the woods.
Oh shit, that's cool.
It's on YouTube. I forget his channel, but he lives in like New England. And or it could be North Carolina, but it's like same thing to me. I don't know. To me, I know North Carolina is definitely not New England, but it's like all the same landscape wise, the way it looks to me, it all seems the same to me.
It's really close. I would say the biggest difference is like there's just a lot more flat. In North Carolina.
Yeah, but there's mountains too, though. Like, or hills.
Yeah, yeah, I'm just saying, like, in, like, generally speaking, like, where I was living and stuff.
It's more flat.
Yeah, it's, like, just
it all makes sense because you're further down. It makes sense. And, it's really nice, though. Fucking Virginia, North Carolina, I think it's DMV. Delaware, Maryland. That area, yo, underrated as hell. That's a nice-ass area.
Delaware is probably one of the most underrated places.
It has to be. You drive through it in 15 minutes.
Several reasons. And I think that driving through it in 15 minutes is one of the biggest reasons. Because you're literally in Philly. You could be in, what is it, Myrtle Beach or whatever? Mm-hmm. Like, everything is a couple hours away. If you wanted to go to New York, it's not... It's 3-4 hours, you're in New York.
That's a good point. It is, even if you wanted to go a little, like... Like, say, inward more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what cities, but... You know, there's cities like around.
That way, yeah.
Yeah, basically. That's true. I mean, that's nice if you like a sports fan.
Yeah.
You know, like, shit like that. That's what I always liked about St. Louis as a Rams fan, because I knew, like, my team for traveling, it's only 2 hours any direction.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's like, I mean, flight-wise. So, it's like, you know, it's not a big deal. Like, for traveling, it's like, oh, you got a West Coast game, you got an East Coast. It's not a big deal. It's not cross-country.
Oh, yeah, because it was in the center, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's right in the middle. Delaware's pretty convenient location. Also, it's one of the first states.
And it's tax-free.
Tax-free, most importantly. I know somebody, she's a teacher, and she bought a house in Delaware, like, stupid cheap. Stupid cheap.
That's, like, one of my ideas was to do that shit, because Vicky's job... is like mobile.
Mm-hmm.
So like whatever she gets here she'll be getting in Delaware, which would be fucking retarded.
Mm-hmm.
Just off the base pay. Then if I was thinking about getting like a machining job and then just going down there, because they got a good amount of factories out there in Delaware too.
Yeah, they're probably building like fucking weapons.
Nah, they do dumb shit like filing cabinets.
Oh, we do the weapons.
Yeah.
Out here's all weapons, yo. I found that shit out working for UPS. Like, way back when I used to be, like, a driver helper.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have to pick up boxes from all these, like, little manufacturer shops in Newington, yo. Like, you don't even really realize what an industrial area that is. You would mostly, like, I don't know, for me, I look at it as a suburb.
Yeah.
It's so many, it's like, I don't know if you know, like, Rocky Hill like that, or, you know, like, Windsor, it is mad, like, houses,
mm-hmm.
but it's industrial.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, all of Connecticut's like that. It's industrial as hell. And we out here building, like, fucking helicopter parts, plane parts, weapon parts, gun, like, you know, everything.
That's what Peter does.
What does he do?
He makes magazines for guns.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty dope. Hold on. Hold on. Just fucking making weapons.
Then he's just like, he just works on a stamp. They eat, treat shit, and do all that.
Yeah, I know Colt always seemed like a good place to work.
Didn't, like, a good amount of guns start up here?
Yeah, Colt.
Springfield.
Springfield.
And what's the name too, right?
Smith and Wesson.
Yeah, Smith and Wesson.
Like, I don't know if that's out here. Is that?
I thought maybe. Yeah, like, I thought Smith and Wesson and
I thought that was like England. It's probably not.
What did we just say?
Springfield and Colt and the Smith and Wesson.
Smith and Wesson.
Yeah, Brett, you about to look it up?
Yeah.
It probably is from out here. I don't know. I just always thought that shit was probably England. But what the fuck does England make? Smallpox?
Oh, they're from Springfield, Massachusetts, too.
Smith and Wesson?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, so it's like we got the three...
Well,
the big three of guns.
Yeah. Anything else, they're coming from out of the country.
And then we got Pratt.
Yeah.
Pratt and Whitney. We got a lot of shit. We have Sikorsky, helicopter shit. We got a fucking, I think, Lockheed. We have a Lockheed up here.
Mm-hmm.
Or I think Delaware has a Lockheed, too. Or I think their headquarters is probably there. Oh, yeah. That's why, I've been thinking about, like, if we were to go to a war, like, say, with Russia, where do you think Russia would nuke us if they were going to nuke anywhere? I was like, they're probably going to nuke us.
Yeah.
Because we make so many weapons. I was like, we would have to, and we're right there, we'd have to be one of the, like, the go-to spots. D.C.
What? They wouldn't be able to. We got too much nuclear subs over here for them to let some shit get... If it gets over here, it's done. But I think, like, we're one of the places they're trying to protect.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of the... If you hit a nuclear sub, it's fucking up so much shit.
Yeah.
And we got, like, two or three over here.
Yeah. I don't think they're gonna... I don't think they could do shit if they wanted to. I don't buy into all that fucking nuclear stuff. Like, the fear of it. Like, oh, a nuclear war would be disastrous. Like, it would be, but it's not something that I think we're ever going to experience, to be honest.
I think...
Hopefully not.
I talked to Peter about this shit quite a few times. There is nobody better than us.
No.
Like, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. When it comes to the art of fucking people up,
we're the
it's
best.
An American thing.
We beat the Indians! We beat the Indians. I'm just saying, that's one of the most savage.
We invented new weaponry.
Yeah,
to beat the. Like, it wasn't like, oh, we're going to beat them at their own game. They're like, nah, y'all a little too good.
Yeah.
I'm going to invent a weapon that's going to change the fucking future forever.
What, six shooter or something?
Yes. I'm going to have a gun that can shoot six times before you got to reload it.
You know what we did? We did that twice, you know?
I got to wash this shit off my.
You know, the other time we did that was against the Nazis.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
We didn't have a military force in this country for the most... We were like a small...
I should wash my hands right here.
Yeah. That
that soap right there if you need it. The paper towels right there. You can use the other soap. It's actually soap if you wanted to.
Oh, no, this soap makes this.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, the Nazis, I think it was Ford. It was the people who do the engineering at Ford, the logistics of like Sears, and then like another business. They all came together, and like their minds. They were like, okay, we're going to have a whole new system of how we're going to push out all this weaponry. And they started to create new designs. Like,
sit up here.
You want to?
Yeah.
They started to
try to throw something away and just drop something.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Fuck.
You're killing the dog. You all right? But,
Damn.
What else trying to say?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Fucking guy out here stomping puppies and shit.
First of all, that dog's like 10. Elder abuse.
But yeah, Oh yeah. But that was like the second time we did that shit though.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, she's fine.
You got a little haircut. You got a little haircut? A little shape up? A little touch up?
Anyways. But yeah, I was watching this thing, and they had, like, found a whole new way. I forget what guns they invented, but in World War II, we actually invented, like, a shit ton of new guns, new weapons, everything, to beat the Nazis. And we were able to not only, like, invent it in, like, record time, but manufacture it so much faster than the Nazis could. We just started pushing out, like, we went from something like being down, like a shit ton of like in the arms race they were like they outnumbered us with everything, soldiers, weapons, and in the end we outnumbered them, and that was like within months.
Damn.
Yeah, and it was just because of our corporate like CEOs coming together and being like, how are we gonna win this war, like the logistical minds, the engineers and whatnot.
Yeah, I know Sears.
Yeah,
has always been into some shit too.
Yeah, they were in charge of the logistics, I think, of the war. And I think Ford was in charge of the manufacturing. And there was like another person.
They did some
innovative shit with like guns.
Henry Ford gets the most respect from me.
Really?
Yeah, he basically made the entire car industry.
Yeah, out of hemp.
No, he made Ford and they kicked him off the board and then they turned it into Chevy. He made Ford again. They kicked him off the board and turned it into GMC. He made Ford again. They kicked him off the board and it became another car company.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's like a whole fucking nobody fucked with Henry Ford shit.
I like how he had made like a hemp bumper.
It was a whole car.
The whole car was hemp?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was trying to do innovative shit, and they were like, nah, son. Chill.
He was also, you know what I don't respect about him? He was, like, violently against unions. I heard he used to beat the workers.
Like a 40-hour work week was, like, his idea. Or some shit like that. Like some.
I heard he used to work his, them factory workers.
Not good.
I heard he used to work them hard, and, when they went on, like, strike for union pay and all that shit, he would, like, beat them back from the line and shit. Like, literally, like, with a cane, like, smacking protesters.
I was on Twitter just arguing with people because people are pretty upset about that Supreme Court affirmative action thing. Fucking hilarious. Yeah, I feel
pretty outdated now anyway. Like,
for real, like, I had said that, like I said, like, we likely have an episode of it somewhere, because we've been recording for, like, 5 years. Like, I try to record almost every combo. Yeah. I take breaks, but whatever.
I remember talking about it, too.
You remember that, right?
Yeah.
And, that, I remember I had said, and I still kind of feel that way, but, I feel like it served a purpose when there was a time where people weren't given the opportunities to get into place. But once you finally got, like, some managers and higher-ups in position, those people pretty much took care of, like, the issue. I think at one point it did serve a purpose, and I think it actually did help. Yeah. I think Obama made a Twitter about that. He was like, Something along, he was like, we do it with it wasn't a fix-all or nothing like that, but it did a lot to get us to where we are today.
And I agree with that.
I think so, too. I mean, how could you not?
It's run its course.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
I think now it's kind of,
honestly, you can get more done just by claiming a person did something racist to you without getting any legal HR, anybody involved. You could make a video and be like, I went to this job, and because my name was Tyquisha, they didn't hire me.
Yeah, and people say that all the time.
Yeah, and you'll get a lot more behind you and all of that. I personally just think it's just run its course. I think that's what the conclusion I came to when we were talking. Because when I was thinking about it, I was like, yeah, it's not really...
Like, do you need, like, you don't see how, like, that's going
to
affect
you. You're more likely to get, I think I said this before, too, it's more likely you get stereotyped because of your, like, area code or where you're from.
That's 100% true. That is 100%
versus
true.
Your name or what you look like or whatever. Because if you're some black kid from Manchester, they're going to look at you different than a black kid from Hartford. If you're a white kid from Hartford and you're a white kid from Manchester, they look at you. If you're Spanish and you're from Hartford, it doesn't matter because they just have an idea of
what I don't like Hartford people. I don't want to hire nobody from Weaver, from Buckley.
Because all I've heard is bad things about these people.
Or that's all I've experienced. I hired those motherfuckers. My sister worked at Starbucks, the one in downtown, like 2008. And she said that's her manager... I don't remember if she told her or she saw her do it, but that her manager did that. That she, because at that time, you know, we was going to Weaver and shit.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, they don't hire nobody from Weaver.
You get enough bad experiences.
I went to Weaver. I understand. There's a lot of good people. There's, like, Weaver people who don't know. Just in their heads, I feel they just be like, oh, that's a hood school. Like, I mean, it had hood in it too, but I mean, not really. There was mad fucking nerds and Jamaicans, and the Jamaicans that went there weren't really like hood.
One thing is, all the Jamaicans that went there was smart.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they had like Jamaican schooling is different. A lot of people that was just, like, foreign in general. Like, a lot of Spanish people was smart. I fucked with a couple of Spanish people that didn't really speak English, but they had their numbers down.
Mm-hmm.
I remember this big-ass dude that didn't talk. At home, I had to fucking fuck around with home in music, and fucking, I had, I think, science at home.
Yo, fucking culinary had all them fucking gualas.
Yeah. Right down to school.
Huh? Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah, they used to have fires.
They took away the ovens. They said, listen, y'all, what the fuck y'all doing over here?
Yo, y'all only know how to bake rice. Stick to rice and pod. Fucking flan and shit. Yeah, good times. I heard they didn't knock the school down. I heard they just rebuilt it. Like, I thought they knocked the whole thing down and built a whole new school.
Because that's, they should have. That school's foundation and shit was trash, yo. You remember
they redid all that shit.
They probably did. Have to knock
it down. Because I remember driving by and it was like a skeleton.
That's what I could have swore that you told me that before. Because I had never seen it.
Yeah.
And I could have swore you told me that before. And I said that on YouTube. Somebody was talking about high schools in Hartford or whatever. And I was talking about the old Weaver. Cause, you know, YouTube kind of young generations. And they were talking about Weaver. And I could tell they weren't talking about our Weaver. I'm like, now, Old Weaver looked like a prison because it was built by a prison architect because, you know, kids should be in a fortress. And but we had no windows in classrooms. We had bloodstained carpets.
we wasn't even at the bad Weaver.
No, literally the year we got in, I think was the year they cleaned it up a little bit.
Yeah,
I think like 2006 was worse.
They had fucking uniforms and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I went there, we could wear whatever, but we had to wear, I think, a green top. And then senior year, I think they threw the khakis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That. And then, yeah, but that's not even a fucking crazy-ass Weaver. I remember going there and they fucking, all the stories. Yeah. It was still bad, but I was just saying, like...
It was still bad. Very first day I went there, this chick got hit in the face with a lock. Like when I was enrolling, a chick came out with in a stretcher because she got fucking like hit in the face with a lock.
Damn, that's
this was my very first day, yo. Like I literally just walked in, and people were like, "Oh, I know you scared." Like people like that we knew.
Yeah.
Like what am I gonna be scared of? It's like the ninth Hartford school I went to. But it's because of that rep. From Old Weaver, before we were there. And that's why, because when we went there, they had the metal detectors, they had police.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't have security. We had a cop. You know, we had police inside and outside.
Metal detectors.
Metal detectors, a wand. We had SPO. We had police cars outside, or a cop car outside. Because there was that chick. Remember that Puerto Rican cop? Mm-hmm. It was you remember? Yeah, I remember they were like, "Yo, why are you a cop and not like a firefighter?" And she's like, "Cause I'd rather shoot people than save them." She was fucking around, I could tell, but yeah. Still, that was some funny shit.
Then they had the two Jamaican security guards.
They was funny, yo. Pretty.
Yeah.
I know one was pretty, and
the bald one.
Yeah, I can't remember. I just remember, because that's a gay-ass name, Pretty. Like, I never called him by his name because that just, you know, that's just weird. I don't know, for me.
Yeah, I was
yeah. Yeah, but...
That's the only reason I remember all names.
Yeah, but that's it, yo. That,
they at home, like, kicked the three-point shot. Like, one time in a gym.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Soccer player ass, yo. They went to Weaver, too. If I remember right, one of them did for sure. I think both, but one of them did for sure.
Yeah, it was cool.
Well, not the bald one. I remember he was cool. He was the one that was Jadakiss, yo. Reminded me of Jadakiss. That was my football coach. One of the football coaches. I forget his name. He was cool as hell. The other one that used to walk with Pretty, the other Jamaican one, he had cornrows, though. Didn't he?
I think there was one with cornrows too. I remember a bald dude. That's all I remember the bald dude and that pretty dude.
It's probably the same dude. He shaved his head. I don't know. But yeah, I remember they used to always be together.
Yeah.
They used to always be together. Yeah. You know, both Jamaicans. I think they both went to Weaver like a few years before we did. Like years before we did.
And thinking back, I was looking at them like they was whole. Grown ass, like you think about, like, I'm sure Om wasn't like 40.
Nah, it was probably like our age.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It was like if we went to school, if we're security at Weaver right now, yo. I think that's like, what it was like. They're probably younger than us.
Yeah.
Because they was young. Not like young, but they was probably like a little younger. They're probably your brother age.
Maybe. Yeah, 25, 26.
Easily, they could have been. Damn, my cough, yo. cough that I got stars everywhere. Stars. I love that.
You know, when you can see the stars from the fucking moon.
True.
The fucking moon rocks.
This at 385? Jesus Christ. That's at 385?
Yeah.
That's wild. My phone in the ashtray. That's how wild. Yo.
Oh, shit.
See, why you gotta sit under the chair?
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah. Hey, yo, I found this fucking, I saw this shit on YouTube randomly. That Hamilton thing. Yo, that shit's good as hell. I didn't watch the whole thing because it's not available. Yeah. I would. That shit got me wanting to go see it.
Man, you want to go see Hamilton?
I would because, yo, the songs are actually good. I don't know if you heard it. I know you said, like, you remember seeing it.
No, nah, I don't remember. I just remember.
No, like, seeing. Like, that's what I mean. Like, I remember. Like, you knew about that. I just found out about it.
My bad. I gotta.
Yeah, I was about to. I don't know if you heard the songs. Yo, they're actually pretty fucking good.
Find what you're looking for.
My phone's all fucked up for the scratches and shit. It's really hard to see, so I'm just gonna let it play. Yo, it's surprisingly good.
Pardon me, are you Aaron Burr, sir?
That depends, who's asking?
Oh, well, sure. Sir, I'm Alexander Hamilton. I'm at your service, sir. I have been looking for you.
I'm getting nervous.
Sir, I heard your name at Princeton. I was seeking an accelerated course of study. When I got sort of out of sorts with a buddy of yours, I may have punched him. It's a blur, sir. He handles the financials.
You punched a bursar.
Yes, I wanted to do what you did, graduate and choose and join the revolution. He looked at me like I was stupid. I'm not stupid. So how'd you do it? How'd you graduate so fast?
It was my parents' dying wish before they passed.
You're an orphan. Of course. I'm an orphan. God, I wish there was a war. Then we could prove that we're worth more than anyone bargained for.
Can I buy you a drink?
That would be nice.
While we're talking, let me offer you some free advice. Talk less.
What?
Smile more. Don't let them know what you're against or what you're for.
They actually rap. It's crazy.
You wanna get ahead?
Yes.
Fools who run their mouths off wind up dead.
Yo, what time is it?
Showtime!
Like I said.
Showtime, yo! Yeah.
I'm John Lawrence in the place to be, and 2 pints of Sam Adams, but I'm working on 3. Those red coats don't want it with me, cause I will pop, chicka, pop these cops till I'm free.
Oui, mon ami, je m'appelle Lafayette, the Lancelot of the revolutionary set. I came from afar just to say bonsoir to the king, to the 12, he's the best.
I
am Hercules Mulligan, up in the loving it. Yes, I heard your mother say,
come again.
Like your mothers and horses. Of course, it's hard for having to course. So before sets a corset.
Oh, no more sex, pour me another bruise. Son, let's raise a couple more.
See the revolution.
Well, if it ain't the prodigy of Bristol College,
Aaron Burr,
give us a verse, drop some knowledge.
Good luck with that, you're taking a stand. You spit, I'ma sit, we'll see where we land.
Burr, the revolution.
I never heard this one,
what do you stall for?
If you stand for nothing, Burr, what'll you fall for?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Who is this kid? What's he gonna do?
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I'ma get a scholarship to King. King's College. I probably should brag and tag our names and astonish. The problem is I got a lot of brains but no polish. I got a holler just to be heard with every word. I drop knowledge, I'm a diamond in the rough. A shiny piece of coal trying to reach my goal. My power of speech, unimpeachable. Only 19, but my mind is older. These New York City streets get cold. I shoulder every burden, every disadvantage. I've learned to manage. I don't have a gun to brandish. I walk these streets famished. The plan is to plan this walk.
There's this other one. I don't know. I think that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, yeah.
This one's good though. I don't know. I haven't watched it. I think it's about the. I think it's about that Navy. But they have a lot of the Revolutionary War people. I thought this was.
How does a ragtag volunteer army in need of a shower somehow defeat a global superpower? How do we emerge victorious from the quagmire, leave the battlefield waving Betsy Ross's flag higher? Yo, turns out we have a secret weapon, an immigrant you know and love who's unafraid to step in. He's constantly confusing, confounding the British henchmen. Everyone give it up for America's favorite fighting Frenchman. And so that ballad shifts.
We rendezvous with Rochambeau, consolidate their gifts.
We can end this war at Yorktown, cut them off at sea, but for this to succeed, there is someone else we need.
I know.
So he knows what to do when a trench ingenuity they blew it in French, I mean. So you're gonna have to use him eventually. What's he gonna do on the bench, I mean? No one has more risk against all matches, my practical, tactical brilliance. Who wants to fight for your land back?
I need my right-hand man back.
Hamilton. Get your right-hand man back. You know you gotta get your right-hand man back. I mean, you gotta put the button to the letter, but the sooner the better to get your right-hand man back.
Troops are waiting in the field for you. If you join us right now, together we can turn the tide. Oh, Alexander Hamilton, I have soldiers that will heal for you. If we manage to get this right, they'll surrender by early light. The world will never be the same.
They were going hard.
Yo, that motherfucker was the Lafayette.
Yeah.
Yo, that speed. Yeah. That speed. I looked it up because I was like, that's got to be I wanted to hear somebody like break down like the if what they were saying was accurate or not or whatever. And this dude mentioned it. He was like, that speed is like I forget, it was like 100 words a minute. Like some crazy, that's probably not a lot, but some like insane. He was pushing out in like crazy amount of words. I was like, damn, yo, like.
And saying the words clearly, too.
And he jumped off of something and landed, and it never changed his voice at all. I'm like, how do you like jump off a stage, basically, and keep your note? I'm like, yo, that's some professional action. Like, I kind of understand now. I was just about to say that. I was like, now I understand like why people be like, oh, like broad, like the actors, like plays, it's more impressive than like on the movie, like watching a movie. Cause like that's like real skill.
And it's like one shot.
Yeah, that's impressive as hell. Yeah, that's true. There's no retakes.
Yeah.
Yo, that's wild.
You do a scene and whatever, then there's a little, you know, change of scene or whatever, but you can't fucking...
Spitting that fast and not even stuttering, like, that's crazy. Yo, killing it, like, and it's a good-ass rap.
That shit's on Broadway, you're doing that shit every night.
Yeah, I guess they're not doing it anymore, because it says original cast.
Yeah. But
Probably so big, it's probably such a wide, now pushed out thing, that they can't possibly do it alone.
Yeah, they got like three different places.
Yeah, instead of like a movie theaters, you gotta get real actors.
Yeah.
That's wild, yo.
That Broadway shit crazy.
Hell yeah. I was one time I was in New York. One time I was in New York and I saw Lion King. Or I didn't see it, but I saw that it was there, that it was going on. So I was like, yo, let's go get tickets to Lion King. Because I like, yo, I looked up the ticket price. It was like $1,500, yo, for like a bullshit ass seat. I was like, what are we talking about, bro? I'm like, what the fuck is this?
They're real fucking lions. Yeah, I was that's like, the only way this the only way this works if you have real talking fucking lions.
Yo.
If you got talking fucking lions, I ain't paying for it.
Deadass, yo. I was like, that's retarded. Yo, the nose, like, it's MSG. They ain't no such thing as bad seats, I guess. Mm-hmm. But the nosebleeds of a MSG seat was like $500. I was like, yo, I can't afford to go there. And they weren't even available. It was like, that was another thing. I couldn't even go if I could afford it. I was like, yo, that's wild. Like, we used to go to, like, I don't know if you did personally, but like, I know it was a thing, like field trips to plays as a kid.
Oh, yeah, we go to like the Hartford thing down, the Hartford stage.
Yeah, the Bushnell and shit like that. Yeah, I remember like seeing plays. I never really fucked with it, to be honest. Never had a desire to see plays. But that shit, I was like, yo, like, that's gotta be better in person to see.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I would definitely go see that. Like, if that shit came around here, hell yeah. I mean, it would probably be retarded. I wouldn't pay a lot to go see it.
If it was, yeah.
Yeah, it was like a $25 ticket. yeah, I'd watch the thing if I could find it on. I looked it up on YouTube. I couldn't find it.
What are you doing?
Fucking dog. But yeah. I looked it up on YouTube to go see if I could watch, like, some other clips. It's kind of limited.
Use one of them little streaming sites.
Yeah, I should look it up, but it's, like, old. I guess that should have been out for a long time. Yeah, that should have been out for, like, 7 years. Oh, yeah, I was like, I never even fucking heard of it.
Yeah, I remember hearing about it when it first came out.
Yeah, that shit dope. That weed's dope too.
Yeah.
Dope ass weed.
Bro. Fucking high. Oh shit, my bad.
What, bro?
I hit this in the beat.
Oh, that shit plugged in? Oh, fuck. Google's listening to everything we saying. Yo. Them shits be recording us and sending it to the fucking feds.
Damn.
Deadass. You know, like, Amazon has a contract or I don't know about Amazon. Bezos has a contract with, what's the Pentagon?
Oh, yeah. We got $600 million.
Yeah.
Some crazy shit like that.
Yeah, we got people be having Echoes. The Amazon Echoes.
That's why they all cost $20, $10, which is cheap as hell.
Yep. Like, come on. Get them. Put them in your house. Let me listen to you.
Plug it in.
Yep. Sometimes they just randomly, you see it.
The
blue thing. Just, I'm like, what are you doing over there? I look at them things like a fucking robot. I'm dead serious. I don't trust them and I unplug them all the time. When robots come here, I'm going to go around just unplugging robots all the fucking time.
You're going to be that old guy with no electronics in his
house. Yeah. A World War II bunker house.
Yo, I was watching fucking Better Call Saul.
That's a good ass show.
His fucking brother.
Yeah, with the aluminum.
Yeah,
yeah, that's me. Yo, you know what's funny? Is that the first thing I thought about?
Yo.
Hell yeah. Wearing tinfoil hats everywhere I go. And be right in the end. All along, I was right. I'm actually pro robot. Like, I love the checkout, self checkout. Use them all the time. I prefer it. People like for example, when I was over the road, my boss, he used to never use them, and one time we went to Walmart, because that's the only place that like pretty much let us shop there, park our truck. We went to Walmart, filled up our carts and everything with groceries, and went to go pay for it, and they were like, oh, the only thing that they're running is the self-checkout, and he was like, well, I refuse to use it. And then they're like, that's the only thing that we have open right now. And he was like, well, if y'all not gonna jump on a register and check me out, then I'm not gonna pay for my stuff. I'm just gonna leave it here. And then they were like, okay. And I'm like, yo. And then he looked at me and he was like, come on, let's go. I was like, what about my stuff? I don't mind. I'm gonna go, you use it. And he was like, nope, we'll go somewhere else. I'm like,
this guy.
I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like, of course I'm gonna side with him. Like, yeah. I'm not gonna like make a deal out of it. Like, fuck, that's my ride. Yeah. So, I'm like, all right. But I just thought that was so stupid, yo. I was like, the fuck, like, that's better business. That's better business. Nobody waits in line. It should just be like 100 of them.
Yeah.
Nobody ever waits in line. Matter of fact, it should be even easier than that. You should have your phone. Just everything fucking self.
You can do a Stop and Shop.
Really? Yeah. I saw it on a commercial. I think it was...
Some of them, they got the scanners. You walk in. You can just scan everything. You put it in the cart. And then when you get to the place to check out, you just scan the gun. And it'll scan everything you did. And you just pay for it.
That's smart. That's smarter than what I was thinking. Because I was thinking with your phone, you just pay on your phone. But then how can you trust people to do it?
Yeah.
That's even smarter.
And then Amazon got the shit where as soon as you put the shit in the cart, it scans it. So everything you put in the cart gets scanned.
It should be paid. Like, that's what I thought Amazon was. Like, it's already paid when you scan it. Say it goes to your cart. Mm-hmm. And then you pay it. And you just have somebody. Like, you just have people that stand at the door. And when you walk through, you just show them your phone. Just be like, say, green screen or whatever. I don't know. Like some identifier. Or like a receipt. Or you show proof of pay. But that's better. Like, let people do things themselves. Widen aisles and create robots that stock shelves, keep everything up. You could easily do it. I've been saying this for like a decade, yo. Like, I stock shelves so long. So, like, I always envisioned, like, how, I don't know if you know how, if you ever been inside of an Aldi's, but everything's in the box. So you just rip the face off and then you put the box on the shelf. You don't take anything out of the box. You remember, like, Price Shoppers, you had to take everything out the box.
Yeah.
It would have been easier if you just rip a face off. That's it. Just make the box more presentable. And that's it. You just throw it on a shelf. I was like, would be even better than that would be like if you just had a big ass fucking like barrels and it just was filled with product. Because who cares if it's neatly stocked? Like, You just instead of like on the shelves, everything's just in barrels. Massive barrels everywhere. Depending on the product for the most part, but just have a robot come in with a pallet of shit and just dump it in there. Yeah, look, doesn't BJ's I've never been inside of it, but wouldn't they leave pallets around?
Yeah,
that's what you should do.
It's just all the juice on pallets with the face ripped off, like you said.
That's how it should be.
Yeah, and then it's just everything is just in the box. Everything is fucking in bulk, so it's just all even the shit in the freezer. It's in the same box, and just the face ripped off.
Even if it's not bulk like stuff.
Yeah.
Cause like you know not like BJ's wouldn't be ideal for everybody to shop at. So it's like, even if you wanted to sell smaller things, and like a regular supermarket, you can still do the same thing.
Yeah.
Like pretty much, and if you do, if it's not on a pallet, you can just dump it in a barrel, like a big ass wooden. Could be presentable, but you know, something like that, you, a robot can easily do that. Everything self checkout. Hell yeah, robots, like, they keep track of inventory. Like, you could, like, make it that way about where the robot always knows the inventory. So it's just always keeping track of when to restock. Way better than employee. Robots don't get sick. They don't get pregnant. Right? You don't got to give up any benefits. No insurance. You don't have to give them 401k. You don't have to pay them. Like, it's a fucking robot. And then it's better for us, too, because, like, you know, people suck. Robots would be more efficient. You know, they use robots in some minor league baseball games to do the umpiring, pitches, and everything, and it's actually better. It gets it right more than a real ump. Damn. Yeah, they're going to replace umpires with robots. Referees, all of them, they're all going to be replaced with robots. Seriously, dead serious. They already do it better. They're experimenting with it. And it's proven to work. You don't, you like lasers and all types of sensors like that. In terms of like for baseball, at least like stepping on the actual base, like who tags what and everything. Like the computer, it can analyze everything way better than an umpire can.
Yeah.
And it can calculate the data faster to give you a result. So it's like it doesn't need to do instant replays, speeds up the game. You know, you don't got to go announce to everybody what's going on. Like, because you would know what's right.
Yeah.
Because it's a fucking robot. So you just be like, robot said it's wrong.
It just showed you.
Yeah, it could prove it to you if you want to look at, like, say, on the screen, but we don't got to announce it.
Yeah.
Like, pause the game and shit. Just hand the ball over. Games end in like a half hour. Like that would be people get hurt less. I don't know, cause the game's faster, so time, you know.
Be same amount of time.
Probably, I feel like umpires delay the same amount of minutes play at least, but like basketball too, like the. Okay. But, like, when a ref just be, like, pausing the game and then the players are arguing. Like, what, LeBron going to yell at a robot?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He might punch the robot.
I think he would. But that's another thing. You can make it where the robot's kickable and punchable, so you could beat the shit out of it when you get mad. And it's not a big deal because it's a robot. You can't kick the person out, and the robot's not going to get hurt.
Yeah. 25 years later, that robot hit tossed somebody.
Like, you asked for shit. It. The robot learned self defense.
We gotta shut this down right now.
Yeah, man. Robots are way better than fucking people.
Hell yeah. We're gonna name them the T-100.
Why?
It's the first one of the T-1000.
Oh,
Terminators.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's real, man. Skynet.
Yeah.
That's real. That's about to happen. It is happening. Google just had to shut it down before it turned into Skynet. I don't think they really did. I don't think they have morals, moral values like that. I can't imagine any billionaire corporation in America having some type of value to not take advantage of Skynet. Like being Skynet, having a Skynet.
Yeah.
It'd be better. I'm not saying our government should be ran. I didn't show up for one of the matches. So my team probably would have lost anyways, but it didn't do as good as it would have if I showed up. But it was like a big match. Well, I don't really give a shit though.
You let your fucking teams out, you piece of
Well, it's all it's not like it's versus real people, but my team is just me.
Yeah, whatever.
Alba. It's the way I wanna be. What do you think the Supreme Court's going to take away next? Guns?
I think it's going to be something stupid, like
fucking gay marriage.
Fraternity test.
What the fuck?
Yeah, now women can just say you got them pregnant. No paternity test. It's a woman's right to choose their baby's father.
You don't think that should be allowed? That seems fair.
That seems fair.
They pretty much do it already. How many... Yo, that's a tragedy. How many men are out there raising kids that aren't theirs? Yo!
It's gotta hurt.
How do you know?
I hope they never find out, honestly.
Yeah. How would you know, though? I mean, I guess the only thing is if you just absolutely can't see nothing, no characteristics.
Yeah, both black and baby white.
Oh, yeah. But, like, for you, like, how would you know? You can only tell because you can see.
Yeah.
Like, you can, I can, like, that's the only thing I could imagine. Like, you can literally see. You're, like, maybe not, even if not you, you can see, like, oh, my mom or, you know, whatever. Like, I know, like, my sister's baby, I could see my sister, like, a little bit, like, baby photos-wise, mm-hmm. but, I could see the baby looks like the dad. Like, I can see that. Like, I wouldn't question that he's not the father for a second. It looks, to me, that she looks like him. They were telling me everybody was saying that she looks like her. But I think she looks like him. But now I guess now that she's a little older, they say she looks like him.
Yeah, start look different as they age.
I guess that's the only way you can know without doing a test is like maybe a sixth sense type thing. Maybe you just know, just something you know. Because it's you, so you would know probably, like, I don't know. I wonder if somebody could have a feeling and they just, like, are pushing it off, but they kind of know. Like, people in that situation, I wonder how many people kind of had a feeling or thought of it.
Yeah.
Maybe they were like, I kind of just, for some reason, have a...
Something felt off.
Like, maybe when they first saw the baby, like, it probably struck them. Like maybe they felt something that was like, well, like a detachment.
But you could also love a kid that's not yours the same
way. 100%.
So.
And you could also think that a kid that's not yours is yours, like truly. But I just wonder if that's ever a thing. Like a sixth sense. I guess the only way to know would be like someone who had kids and then one wasn't theirs.
Yeah.
Because then you would have felt both. You could compare the feelings of it. I don't know, because like, I would imagine you probably get like a feeling when you first see like your kid. The very first time you see your kid, I wonder if there's like any type of feeling. Like, did you feel like any type of...
Out.
Every time, both times?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Get ready again. Pass out again. Yeah. This time you're going to be ready, though. You're going to have a hammock.
I was ready the second time.
Yeah. You have a chair, like, right here, a recliner.
They gave me a juice box and some crackers the first time.
Yeah.
Told me to sit my bitch ass down. Second time I was ready.
This time you're going to be over ready. You're probably not even going to pass out this time, but you're going
to
have a...
I didn't pass out. I was like... Well, like, it was looking at me, and it was like, yo, you look like you're about to pass out, because I was, like, doing this, like, shaking thing.
Yeah.
It gave me a juice box and some crackers, and I was good. And it was just, like, make sure... It gave me the whole whatever, whatever.
Right.
And then the second time, I made sure I was good, but I had this crazy feeling in my legs, like, super nervous, kind of, like, but happy, like, this. I don't know. It was, like, hard for me to stand up. I was like, this is crazy. But I was, like, excited. It wasn't, like, in a negative way. I don't know. It was weird to explain. But just, like, this extreme excitement. I guess, you know, when people are, like, super fans of something and they wild out and then they pass out. Like, people that seen Michael Jackson. That was
Yo, can you unplug those? I don't know if you could reach around. If you can't, I got it.
Nah, I got it.
Nah, you know, I don't like the Google thing, yo. I don't like the Google. I don't like the camera.
You're talking about you moderately high. You think Google listening to you?
I just don't like being recorded. I know. Using a
Google podcast.
Still.
Oh, that's wild.
I don't like. I could. It's mine. It's my recording.
Choosing when to.
Yeah. Mine.
Hey. I get it.
But yeah. Anyways. Yeah. Imagine you have the third kid and you don't feel nothing. Would you question something? You'd question that, I bet, right?
No.
No? Oh. I wonder if...
I mean, what do you mean, like, nothing? Like nothing. Not the same feeling or just nothing whatsoever?
Nothing whatsoever.
I don't know.
Like, once you've seen the kid, there was, like, some type of detachment.
That's crazy. I don't know.
Like, if you felt that, you'd... I wonder if it would cross your mind, like, is that my kid? But you probably wouldn't even question it.
Yeah,
but
I would, like, I for would some, question that, but I would, like...
That's why, but, like, that's what I wonder with people. They probably, like, never question it. But I wonder if they ever get that feeling. And that's why they raise kids that aren't theirs. But, like, they don't know. But they actually had, like, that moment, maybe, where there was, like, a detachment like that.
Very could be.
Or probably most likely not. That seems like a real nightmare.
Hell yeah.
Other than like some I don't know, maybe because I'm a bit more of a selfish person, but other than something happening to you, like disease or like losing a limb, that seems pretty much up there with one of the worst things that could happen. Like a kid that's not yours.
Yeah, I was listening to this dude talk about that shit. And he was like, yeah, that's why I don't deal with fucking baby, like women that have kids. Whether the father's in their life or not, like, I don't deal with them. And they're like, oh, why? That's messed up. Blah, blah, blah. You were raised by a single mom. He was like, it's more than that. He was like, what if I started dealing with you and I get cool with the kid and I like the kid, you do some dumb shit and we break up, and I had to build the whole bond with this kid and shit like that because I've been around you for years and XYZ and blah blah blah. And I'm like, that's a valid point people don't really bring up when they talk about single mom type stuff.
Yeah, like, that is true. Yeah, that is a valid point. Yeah, I think
and I also think it's kind of weird, because it's like, personally, I was single and I was going to have, or, you know, get a girl and try to have a family. I don't want a girl that already got a kid. I'd like to be on the fucking same page. I mean, preferably, it's not like I'm just gonna life is life, but you know, fucking, I don't blame people that's like, I don't want to deal with a single parent, either way.
I think it's, if it's a, like, I know a lot of women that have, kids, pretty much at this point, like, a lot of women are going to have kids when you're in your, like, 30 and up.
Yeah.
So, especially out here, like in your 20s, like half, like almost half of the people have kids.
Yeah.
So, like, at my age, pretty much a lot of people have kids, except like the people in their 20s. They're kind of, I think it's kind of slowing down. People are having kids later more.
Yeah.
But regardless, I think the number one issue would be like the fucking dude in their life, the other guy.
Yeah.
Because he's always going to be around. And I think that's like a big deterrent for like probably a lot of people. Huh?
What if he's dead as fuck?
I'm just saying, like, in terms of like people not wanting to date people with kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just think that that's like one of the things. It's like having to deal with like this dude. If he is around.
Yeah.
Or when he wants to be around. And then that's another thing is like, a lot of times, it's not everybody, because like my mom fucking hates my dad. So it's not everybody. But there's a lot of people that they split up for, you know, like the chick kind of wants to still be with him. They still kind of got a connection.
Yeah.
And so you getting cheated on with the baby daddy. You can't never really trust the, especially if they on good terms. You probably will be like, like, I don't fucking know.
Yeah, there's a whole
other. Yeah, like just having that other person. There's a third person in your relationship. Like, the fuck? It's like, you don't want nobody. Well, there's a fourth because it's a kid. So you got two other people. You got the other parent and the child.
Yeah.
That's a lot. And then it's like, another thing, yo, I kind of understand this. I've witnessed it, and I heard people talk shit about this, and I understand both sides, but, like, I do things for my kid, not your kids, just because you got three kids. I only have one, so if I want to take my kid to Six Flags, I don't got to take your kids to Six Flags, too. There's a lot of women that are, like, that's unfair to the other kids that aren't yours.
Yeah. I feel like it depends on the kids and, like, what's going on. Like, if I want to take my, like, I don't know. I feel like fucking, you got, like, five kids or some dumb shit like that. Fuck out of here.
I guess.
If you got one other kid, you could pay for the kid and maybe I'll take them. But I'm still not going to pay for your kid.
Exactly, and that's asking a lot. Like Six Flags, for example, is expensive. So it's like, I can't afford it. I want to do something.
Yeah.
And then how that kid relation, how would you feel if that, your brother, for example, got to go to Miami, say, like, awesome, like, lifestyle?
That'd be cool for him.
That'd be cool for him, but you can't. You've never been in the situation, though. But I'm just saying, like, if that was the situation, you might feel some type of way, like, jealousy toward, like, oh, this privileged-ass motherfucker. Like, who knows? Like, you know, y'all get into a fight, bring it up.
Other parents for not doing nothing for you while his father is doing shit for him.
I mean, what if his father is just rich?
He's still doing shit for him.
So you're just going to be mad at your parents for not being rich? Like, they could be doing stuff for you. I'm just saying, if somebody was doing more, like a lot more for you have a sibling that's always getting cool stuff. Exactly. That's my point. Now you got a rift in the household with the kids because somebody's father does a lot more for one of the kids. You got a whole lot of dynamics that bring valid fucking reasons for why you wouldn't want to be in a relationship with a bitch with kids.
Yeah.
Like, there's a shit ton. You can go all day. We could do like a 8-episode series of why you shouldn't have a relationship with a bitch with kids. We could have R. Kelly rap it. When he's around again, if ever. Thank you. Somebody said this is me. Backed by unpopular demand. I don't know if that's an insult. I think so.
I think it is.
I like it though.
Traffic
pickup. All right. Fuck these victims. Fucking EMT dispatcher. What if it was important? What if something happened? And they said call you. Yo, a Knicks reporter polled 15 front office people in the NBA about Emmanuel Quickley and about his contract. I don't know if you heard, he wants over $100 million for 4 years.
Damn.
Do you think he's worth it? Do you think at least 100 mil? Say 4 years, 100 mil? I don't, personally.
I really don't remember his name like that, so I would say no.
Oh, I thought you knew what I was talking about.
I know you're talking about on the Knicks, but I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's something I don't remember him doing anything like that.
Oh, right. I remember his rookie year, you thought he was pretty good. But
yeah, but that was a while ago.
Yeah, but he almost won Sixth Man of the Year. Like, he is pretty good. You were right. But he's not a starter. He's not a starter, so it's kind of like you got a bench player making over $100 million.
That's crazy.
I'm like, bro, we could get a starter for that.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah. But anyways, 11 people, 11 front office execs or whatever, thinks he deserves something like 16 to 20, which I actually agree with that. Something like 70, 80 million,
yeah,
like a year, on 4 years. I can see that. Like, you know, 70. 4 years, 70. Three people believe he deserves 25 mil per year, so like over 100. Three people. And one person says he deserves 12 and a half. So, I mean, that's 12 people saying he don't deserve it. At least.
That's a lot.
Yeah, but that's what his people asking for. Trying to fleece the Knicks. And Obi wants it to be traded.
Damn.
Yeah, so it's like, got two. I think it's great. I think this is fantastic. Because fuck both of them. I don't like neither of them. And Quickley fucking was fucking hot garbage ass fire in the playoffs.
Damn.
He shot like 30%. Like, terrible.
You gotta go.
You gotta go. You can't. Yeah. Bro thought he was someone else. I don't know. But he wasn't knocking nothing down when it mattered. And that, to me, like, that's the only time I really pay attention to basketball. Like that. Like, watching it and shit. This playoff. So, from what I've seen, he don't deserve shit. So, hopefully we trade. you know, Toronto's rebuilding. Yeah, they're going to trade Pascal Siakam. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
Pascal and OG being traded. I'm like, what? Trade Julius Randle.
And OG and Anobi?
Yeah. Trade Julius Randle. Trade Obi. Trade Quickly. Trade, like, however many firsts. Like, two, three firsts. Some seconds. And go get OG and Pascal. Get them both. And then the Knicks got Mitch, Pascal, OG, RJ, and Brunson. And still got a bench. Got Josh Hart on the bench. Deuce and Grimes. Like, what? That's the way it ought to be.